The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Moshe Francis, Rosh Kollel of the Chicago Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah says in Ma'ikon Daf Vav Amud Aleph, V'yotzin Af HaLaklayim, that Shluchei Bezdin go out to inspect the fields for Klayim on Cholamoy. It also mentions that other Sarchei Rabbim are taking care of on Cholamoid, V'yotzin, V'kavitzes Hadrachim, Ulasakin Harachayvos. They go out to clear thorns from the roads, and they fix the streets, V'lamid Mikvois. They measure the Mikvois, V'yotzin called Sarchei Rabbim. And all of Sarchei Rabbim are taking care of on Cholamoid. The Magen Avraham says in Simen Tuf Kuf Mem Dalet Sifkatin Gimel, he brings from the Rosh, that the reason that Tzarchei Rabbim are taken care of on Chol HaMoed is because Lefi Shet Tzarchei Rabbim Ein Nigmarim Ela B'Shosh Ein B'Telem U'Mizcharim Kulam. Because Tzarchei Rabbim are not completed only on a time when people are idle, they have time on their hands, and they gather together. Vim Lo Yasu Achshav Lo Yasu Le'olam. And if they're not going to do it now, they're never going to do it. So that is the basis for the Heta of Tzarchei Rabbim, according to the Rosh. And the Magen Avraham also says that based on this, Im Yesh Manig Shereshus B'Yodi Lasis Levadai Osa Lasoisa B'Moi. If there would be a person in charge that he has the authority to take care of these needs on his own, then you wouldn't have this Heta of Tzarchei Rabbim. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan argues on this and permits Tzarchei Rabbim in all cases, even when there's a person in charge. According to the Sheet of the Magen Avraham, if there is a Mamuna, then any Malacha that is not L'Tzarech HaMoed, and it's possible to take care of it after Chol HaMoed, after Yontif, it would not be Mutter for the Rabbim to do it. But if it would be impossible to take care of it after the Yontif, certainly it is muta even if there is a mamuna, because since the work has to be done now, it can't be done later, then regardless of whether there's a mamuna or not, it's considered Tzarchei Rabbim, and it would be permitted to take care of it on Chol HaMoed. In the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, he brings down that if there is a Rav, let's say, who's in charge of an Erev in a community, and he is the Mamuna, he's the Rav, he's the Mani. However, he doesn't have exclusive authority to act on his own. He has to speak to other people if he finds a problem in the Erev, for example, or if the Rav, who's in charge of the Mikvah, would find a problem with the Mikvah. He still has to consult with other people as far as raising money or getting the funds necessary to fix the problem. So in a case like that, Rav Nissen Karelin says that this is not considered as if there's a mamuna, since it's ein b'yodei mamish, it is not completely in his hands. He needs to deal with other people as well to get the job done. According to this, there are many organizations that might have an executive director, for example, who we could look at as a manig, but since he may not have the power and authority to do everything on his own, he has to discuss things perhaps with a menahel or president, and so Mimela could be that he doesn't have a din of a manig, and it would be mutter to do things on Chol HaMoed with a maisa hedyet, even if it's possible to do it acha hamoyed. We could be mitzarif to this, the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan, who is mata even when there is a manig. To organize a dinner, for example, many maistais, many communal organizations have an annual dinner or a banquet to raise money for tzedakah. Sometimes the dinner may be scheduled for shortly after Sukkot or shortly after Pesach. So it would be mutter for this organization and the people to work for this organization to work on Chol HaMoed, to do malacha on Chol HaMoed with a Maisa Hedjet, even though this malacha is not needed until Acha HaMoed, until after the Yantav is over. However, to design flyers, invitations, and to print flyers and invitations, very often this involves a Maisa Uman, and it would be Asa, even if it's a Tzarech HaMoed, even if it's Tzarech HaRabim, and it's a Tzarech HaMoed, because it's not a Tzarech HaGuf. We had learned previously that in order for Tzarech HaRabim to be muta, to do a Maisa Uman for Tzarech HaRabim, it has to be a Tzarech HaMoed and also a Tzarech HaGuf. And this is not considered to be a Tzarech HaGuf. Certainly, if it's not needed until after Yontif, then it would not be muta to do it, unless there is a Dover HaAved involved. And this could get complicated. What exactly constitutes a Dover HaAved for organizations? there could possibly be a mokum to be makel if a Dover HaAved is genuinely involved. And perhaps by doing malacha through a goy, it could be more kuladik, and a shelas chacham is required. In the Tshuvas Rivash Simen Shin Tzadik, he mentions that there is another type of Tzarchei Rabim. He says, Ve'elu Tzarchei Rabim heim shekol dava hamizdamein todeh. There is another category of Tzarchei Rabim, something that occurs frequently. Afal pisha v'chol pam upam hu dava prati. Even though each time it occurs, it involves only an individual each time. But he still considers that to be Tzarchei Rabim, since these are things that frequently occur. They occur all the time. And he says, we learned in the beginning of Moed Katan, Voisin called Tzarchei Rabim, and Yerushalmi says, Elu hein Tzarchei Rabim, dinei mamonis, dinei nefashois, dinei makois. So we see that the adjudication of civil cases is considered to be Tzarchei Rabim, even though each case may involve only an individual or individuals. And he says the reason why this is called Tzarchei Rabim is because there's responsibility on the part of the Rabim Lahamid HaMishpat, V'noyig B'dvarim Elu. Also, we also learned, it says in the Gemara, Ve'elu kaisvim b'moyim gitin v'shayvrim daitik yomatonais, you're allowed to write gitin on Chol HaMoed. For example, the Rambam says the reason you're allowed to write gitin on Chol HaMoed and other types of documents is because b'pnei shekol elu tzarchei rabim hem, that these are called tzarchei rabim. So we see again, Harei Nirish Advarm Hamizdamim Tadeh, we see things that occur frequently, V'yesh Behem Tikkun HaMedina, and they are necessary for the well-being of the public. Afal Pisha B'chol Pam U'Pam Heim Pratiyam, even though each time they occur, they involve only single individuals, still Tzarchei HaRabim Mikre, they're still called Tzarchei Rabim. According to this, it would be mutter to write a get on Chol HaMoed using a seifa uman, using a professional seifa, because of Tzarchei Rabim. It would be mutter, or it has to also be a Tzarech HaMoed, it would be a het of Tzarchei Rabim, l'Tzarech HaMoed. And some say that the hetter to write a get would be because of a different reason, because it's a davar aved. If you have an opportunity to write a get on Chol HaMoed, we take advantage of the opportunity because we're afraid maybe the edim will die, or there's also a possibility nowadays in particular that the husband could reconsider whether he wants to give his wife a get. And chas v'shalom, the wife could end up as an aguna, so it's important to act as quickly as possible, and therefore there would also be a heta of davar aved.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.